Can the Fed do even more to help the housing market?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, European leaders need a few more days to finish their homework. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up this morning. The Dow up 159 points, about 1.4% at 11,701. The Nasdaq up 1.3%. S&P 500 up 1.4% right now. We got earnings this morning from General Electric, which is reporting a 57% jump in profit compared to the same quarter last year, thanks to strong sales of industrial products in Brazil, Russia, China, and India. Also, McDonald's beat expectations with a profit of $1.5 billion last quarter. The company added more items to its dollar menu, which people seem to like in this economy. Well, now let's get to the housing market. In the last few days, a couple of top officials from the Federal Reserve have been suggesting the central bank could do even more to boost home buying. For details, let's bring in our regular Friday guest, Chris Lowe of FTN Financial. He is with us live from New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Chris, first tell us what these Fed officials are talking about doing.
Well, yeah, that's right. This latest one came from Fed Governor Dan Turillo, who spoke in New York City last night. The topic of the speech was unemployment and what the Fed can do. And basically, after emphasizing just how big the problem is, he drilled down to saying the one thing the Fed probably can do is drive mortgage rates lower, get the housing market going again, and hopefully get some jobs there.
But aren't mortgage rates already at historic lows right now?
They are at historic lows, and you know, this is one of the things where we're all looking at this speech saying, okay, so now what? Push rates to 3.5, and maybe you'll get some refi activity. The problem is, though, that an awful lot of people would like to refinance their loans already, but either don't have enough equity to do it or can't get approval from the banks.
Yeah, that's right. The banks aren't lending to a lot of people. Chris, what about the other argument here, which is that, you know, we've had some inflation figures come out this week. They're not very significant, but they're not insignificant. Is there an argument to be made that the Fed shouldn't be doing anything right now?
Well, there is. And in fact, Turillo himself mentioned this. There's a pretty clear link between the Fed's easing in the last couple of years and the waves of inflation, three of them, that we've had since 2008. So one thing he did say is that if the Fed's going to try and push mortgage rates lower, they're going to wait until inflation is lower first. So none of this is going to happen unless inflation drops to 1% or so.
Chris Lowe, Chief Economist with FTN Financial, thanks so much as always.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, from economic troubles here in the U.S. to economic troubles in Europe, leaders are gathering in Brussels this morning for a summit, but there will not be a grand plan to fix the euro crisis by the time the summit ends on Sunday, as originally intended. Germany and France are still in disagreement about what to do, so there will be another summit next week and hopefully a grand plan by Wednesday. Christopher Wirth has the story from London.
One of the biggest sticking points dividing Germany and France? How big will losses be on bad Greek debt? Germany wants banks and other private investors to take a bigger hit. France believes that will make problems worse. At the same time, the two countries remain divided over whether the European Central Bank should be used to increase the power of the Eurozone's Financial Stability Fund. But as European leaders dither, Cinzia Alcidi of the Center for European Policy Studies says this time there's no room for mistakes.
If there is delay, and in the end, the solution that is proposed is considered as insufficient, then we could find ourselves again in a situation of extremely high pressure.
And by high pressure, she means that borrowing costs for countries like Italy and Spain will rise immediately and threaten the stability of the Eurozone. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing solutions to help grow and protect retirement income through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. And by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
Riot police in Melbourne, Australia, broke up an Occupy Wall Street protest there today, dragging demonstrators out of a plaza. In Seattle, Washington, far from being dragged out of their home base, protesters are being offered free or discounted goods and services from local businesses. Vanessa Romo of station KPLU has more.
It's 5 o'clock in Seattle's Westlake Park, the heart of the local Occupy Wall Street movement. Brad Tutmark pulls up and gets out of his car with two free pizzas. Suddenly, he's surrounded by a crowd of protesters looking for a slice.
So you guys can have the pizza.
Yeah,
so there we go. There you go.
It's for you guys.
Tutmark works for local pizzeria Big Mario's. It's been providing pizzas for the protesters for about a month.
Oh, I'm definitely part of the 99%.
David Meinert owns Big Mario's. He says small businesses like his are suffering because they can't get bank loans and credit. To show his solidarity, Meinert gave away pizzas during the first week of the protest. That's now morphed into discount on pies ordered on behalf of the occupiers. An alliance of small businesses around the country are making similar donations to their local protests. But is it really all for the cause or just good marketing?
It's not super profitable for us. You know, it might be some positive marketing in a way, but it's really just a support.
Back at Westlake Park, protesters like David Smith dismiss the idea their movement is being co-opted by commercial interests.
I've gone to Big Mario's before, but I'm not going to go more often just because they've been donating pizzas.
They would, however, like a few more toppings. In Seattle, I'm Vanessa Romo for Marketplace.
And finally, to West Sussex, England, where last week, an assistant to actor John Travolta called a local KFC to try to reserve a table for Travolta and his friends. The KFC employee who took the call said no, Travolta would have to wait in line like everyone else. Which brings me to two lessons the assistant needs to learn. One, you don't make reservations at KFC. And two, you don't make reservations at KFC. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
For most, Friday is the end of a long, hard week. But for us, we're just getting started.
The policies that were put forward, they are get-back-to-work policies.
Well, I would love to see a massive, big stimulus.
Greece is kind of like a big, giant subprime borrower without a loan modification plan.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the Weekly Wrap. Everything you need to know about the week's big economic news and oh so much more. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.